Now we've got a quick look at what you, our listeners, are posting on our News and Views blog. On tap, we've got our web producer, Jeff Bennett. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Farah.
So, Jeff, you heard what the bloggers had to say about what they're blogging about. What are our listeners buzzing about?
Well, the story about the NAACP symbolic funeral for the N-word is getting a lot of traction on our blog, as one might imagine. We referenced an article from the Chicago Tribune as a springboard for conversation about that story, and several of our readers took the NAACP to task, saying the group missed a chance to connect with a younger generation, a generation needed to maintain that organization's viability. And one person said, quote, "Many young people will see this as a futile effort by an old-fashioned organization that is out of touch with them." And another called into question the funeral's effectiveness, comparing it to the steamrolling of gangster rap CDs in the early 90s.
Oh, I remember that. So we are going to have Senator Barack Obama. As I mentioned earlier, we'd like listeners' help. Tell folks how they can get involved.
Right. Well, in advance of your interview, we thought it fitting to open up the conversation to our listeners. So we're asking that folks with a question go to our blog, nprnewsandviews.org, and at the very top of the page, you'll see instructions for how to submit a question. And for this, we're asking that folks also give us their name, their hometown, their email address, and their phone number.
So there's a lot of privacy considerations that people have. You're asking for a lot of information. How will that be protected?
Right. Well, the personal information won't be made public. We're just going to use it in the chance that we decide to use their question on the air and need to contact them. And as you know, this interview is scheduled to happen soon, so we're asking people to go to the blog and submit their questions sooner than later.
Rush, rush, rush. And finally, what's the most exciting thing that you find about working with a blog that also is associated with a show? A lot of blogs like ABC News has a blog, has several blogs. What makes it different than doing a standalone blog?
The thing that makes it most different to me is that you're able to get an instantaneous reaction from listeners. So you do a story on the air, and within minutes, you know exactly what people think about it, and you're able to respond to them in ways that you can't do with traditional media.
Well, Jeff, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes. Do you want to speak your mind about today's big news stories or hit Senator Obama up with a question? Just go to our blog at nprnewsandviews.org.